Blog Talk Radio.
Sloganeering is just absolutely outrageous.
So they are in the midst of impeaching him, and he is not feeling it, as we say in the streets. He is going off. Him and his apologists, they made the rounds on the talk shows, Giuliani, and an utterly bizarre, unhinged interview on George Stephanopoulos this week. On Sunday, he just basically monopolized the show, or, you know, talked over Stephanopoulos, who was cowed into silence. Can I make my point? Can I make, well, you've been making your point, Mr. Mayor. Can I make it? You know, so it was basically, it was just bizarre and extreme. So what we're watching is a slow, you know, we're watching the snowball at the top of the mountain begin a slow descent. That's the only way I can characterize the final chapter in this sordid story of Donald John Trump presidency. He should have never been elected, and it was a lot of us, and by us I mean black males. Let's be honest, 15% of us voted for the guy. And quite a few of us set it out on the sidelines. So that's what really killed us. Because there's no way in the three states that he did take, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and I believe Michigan, with all those major urban areas and the problems attended thereto, he should have won. I mean, forget, I lived in Michigan, so I know that in those urban areas, the, you know, Detroit and Flint and on and on and on, man, there's significant black presence, and they set it out, and this is what we got in return. And so no one can sit in a barbershop or in a beauty salon complaining when you did not go to the ballot and vote, and it's that simple. You refuse to exercise your franchise, well, this is what you get. You get what they give you. And we got a crook in office for 4 years, and hopefully no more than that. You know, we'll get him out of here. You know, we can, you know, not depend on the Democrats. I mean, you know, I'm not even a Democrat anyway, and I think I expressed this on the show many, many times previously. I'm neither a Democrat nor a Republican, and my affiliation is more towards the Working Families Party, if anything. I've always voted for any of their candidates, and their candidates usually typically caucus with Democrats because, you know, these small third parties, you know, they don't gain a lot of traction unless they align themselves with, you know, mainstream parties. And in this case, there's only two mainstream parties in this country. That's the Republicans and the Democrats. So, you know, members like myself of smaller political organizations, you know, have to. The Democrats are utterly outrageous. Also, I'm not a big fan of them. You know, we have a problem with a party chair, and you know, here, who you know, doesn't do much of anything, hold her members to account. You know, and you know, we had a couple of words over. She, you know, but I'm not going to get into that. Not on air. So at any rate, I had a great weekend. Hope you did as well. Watch some football. Watch my beloved Ravens get beaten again. I don't quite know what's going on with that. They can't seem to, you know, they started off like a house on fire. Now we have two losses in a row, to, you know, so. And they have really good stats. So I don't quite know what's going on, but this is not a sports show. I'm just hoping they can get it together, hardball, get some ready for the next go round, and And I enjoyed the game nevertheless. They came close, but close is not winning. So you either have to win or come close or whatever. That you don't get a consolation prize in professional sports. To the victor, take the spoils. Go to spoils. So at any rate, let's take a brief interlude while I get myself together here, and we'll be back on the other side to break more about Donald Trump. And the latest fiasco. Proposition, if you think about it on its face, what 70-year-old do you know that's not stuck in his ways firmly? I mean, you don't even have to be 70, man. You can go to people in their 40s and they're already, pretty much settled in their way. They're unwilling to change. I dealt with that in personal tragedy in my life where a person just refused to, change some behaviors that, took them out of this world. I mean, It's no other way to parse it. I mean, So, anyway, if you want to call and join the show, give us a call at 215-383-3872. Again, that number is 215-383-3872. Shout out to Robert Gatewood. He sent us some audio files we were missing on the website. By the way, those that want to know more about what we do here at East New York Management, go to our website at www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net, www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net, or eastnewyorkmanagement.com. If you make a mistake, I have that domain pointed at our URL, so you shouldn't have any problem. I have to check it out because, with these things, you have to do constant maintenance. And that's what we've been working on the last couple of weeks, doing constant maintenance to make sure that there are no broken links. I had those that know me and know that I was at ground zero on 9/11. The reason I say that is because it's the end of the month and it's September. So typically, we make sure my little interview with Cheryl Washington, formerly of Fox 5 New York itself, and YouTube took it down and absolutely refuses to communicate with us. They just, they said, well, the link is broke. What does that have to do with me? If you're hosting MP4 and something happens with the link, that's on the back end. That has nothing to do with the front end, where we're just taking a link that you're providing us that's pointing to some content, you know, in this particular case, video content, on your server. So we've been trying to communicate with YouTube to get it back, and they are, you know, this is a big monopoly, so they don't feel they have to communicate with us, but we're going to keep at it and hopefully recover this content and put it back up on the website. And I don't even know how I got converted to a YouTube video anyway, because that's not what Fox 5 sent me. And when I sent it over, well, at any rate, I'll leave that alone. So if we ever do get it back, and I'm optimistic, you know, eternal optimist, we'll convert it immediately into an MP4 and never have to worry about this foolishness again. And this is why I was thinking some years ago, to go even one step further, because we actually have servers, but, you know, then we got kind of stymied in our project here, you know, for a lot of reasons that are beyond the scope of the radio show, that caused us not to, you know, fully set up these servers. Because I can basically host, host our own website. I don't need to go, you know, but it's so cheap and inexpensive. And the support that they provide, it makes little sense to do it that way, you know, because then you have the added expense for the electricity. The servers, they burn hot, and they burn a lot of, they use a lot of juice. So, as a backup, I'm sure you can image it, but, I wouldn't even need a server to do that. I could back it up on my, well, I can't any longer. Because the workstation isn't working. We don't quite know what's wrong with it. It's not the power supply, because it's powering. So if it's not the power supply, the only other culprit could be the main board. And, you know, I don't feel like tearing this thing down. It's huge, and replacing the main board. But I'll figure it out, you know. Maybe if I could find one online that's working, I'll just, you know, switch out components in this one and use that one, because it's as robust as a server. And we actually have servers, but we took everything offline because of the transition, the relocation that we attempted because we haven't actually, you know, completed it. You know, and these things are to be expected in business. You know, when you go, everything doesn't go smoothly all the time. So we're dealing with it, and we will continue to deal with it. Let's take another break and come back on the other side of the break, finish up.
Looking for a hit multimedia management company that can manage you, your service, product, or your next multimedia project? Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level. At East New York Management, we can produce and post-produce your project into a sleek finished product. We write scripts, slow-mo, blurs, and spots that are tight, hot, and bumpy. Liners that flow smoothly with wit as well as with verve. We also manage talent, produce, and post-produce shows that are on the cutting edge, reflecting the undeniable influence of hip-hop on pop culture. The most important thing that we can bring to your product is energy, enthusiasm, and a love for the creative process. Look for us on the World Wide Web at www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Call us at 347-846-8447 or email us at contact@eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Do not waste another minute with whack, boring, and uncreative multimedia and talent management companies. Bring your talent or project to East New York Management. Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level.
And we're back here in the Marketing Pulpit in the National New York District. Yours truly, Dennis Shipman, 1048 a.m., 9:30, 2019, 64 degrees, and partly cloudy here in Brooklyn, New York. But it's a nice day, nevertheless, and I'm still optimistic, man. I'm not ever going to let life to beat me down. I have a new approach. I think I expressed that last week. I just refuse. I absolutely refuse. You know, there's a guy, I don't know. Oh, he's teaching the African-American Studies Department at Howard University. Can't think of his name. He's a frequent guest on one of the black talk shows. I just came out with a, well, I don't know if you could call it a podcast, but he live streamed. Can't think of his name now. But he's had a lot of issues, you know. He was on a couple of really mainstream outlets and, you know, burned his bridges over there. I'm not going to get into his name. But anyway, the guy, the black academician, was talking about stress in our community. And he's not a medical doctor. He's a you know, I don't know, you know, what his, you know, scholarly feel is. I just know that he chairs the African American Studies Department at Howard. And I guess at some juncture I could look it up and find out what his doctorate is in. But he was absolutely right about how, you know, that stuff takes years of, you know, off your life. You know, you become older, you look older, more lethargic, you know, beaten down, you know, literally and figuratively, because that's what it's doing. And it's really, you know, releasing all sorts of harmful, you know, hormones and enzymes into your body, free radicals, they call them, that, you know, that is shortening your life. So I resolved last week, and I think I told you guys this, that I absolutely refuse to allow, you know things, especially things I can't control, to dictate the course of my life, or not even dictate the course of my life, to, you know, basically, you know, me to be fretting and worrying and that sort of thing. And I'm just not going to do it. I absolutely refuse. If I can't control, I just can't control it. You know, I have a major issue coming up shortly that, you know, I have to deal with. And you know what? It's going to be what it's going to be. I hope it doesn't. I hope we can resolve it. If we can, beautiful. If we can't, oh well. You know, it will be what it will be, you know. So that's the bottom line there. So anyway, we're watching closely. I mean, it's been nothing but 24/7 coverage of this, you know, Trump and this sort of thing. And we have been watching it, you know. I mean, if you're a news junkie like I am, you've just been watching. I mean, you can't help it. As you know, as his, it's just a small group, and I didn't realize this. I thought about it, and it is a very small group of his supporters that come out and basically go to bat for him. It's not, you know, most Republicans, you know, and I don't want to say to their credit, because it's not to their credit. I mean, they should be speaking up. These people are supposed to be leaders. They were duly elected to lead the country. They weren't duly elected to insulate the president or worry about their own election prospects. They were duly elected to lead. And this is clearly a case where you have a chief executive whom has abused his power in office. It is as simple as that. I mean, beyond the 12,000-plus lies and the other corruption which he isn't engaged, allegations of rape and all kind of stuff that would have disqualified most people from occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But he's there, and these people have allowed him to be because of the power of interest that protect him, because he's basically allowed everyone, all legislation, you know, all this wishless legislation that the Republicans have had pending for 50-plus years, he's just signing it, you know, in addition to stacking the federal judiciary with the federal judiciary was already corrupt. It really was. Because, you know, you have judges that oversee judges. So, in other words, if you have a problem with a judge that is engaging in overt misconduct, you have to go to another judge to ask him or her to look into it, and you know what they're going to do, because their own personal fortunes are tied to that judge's misconduct. So it's just ridiculous. I mean, how can, and the Constitution never provided for full immunity for anybody. And so we have just taken it, and this is an effort by, you know, a certain segment of this country to shore up their control, hegemony, over the world, the earth, basically. And so they start low and go high. And this is where we're at with this guy. Because there's no one in New York City that did not know Donald John Trump was a crook. There, absolutely. I mean, the guy was mobbed up for 40 years. I mean, how? I mean, it's just incredible. And then you have these people that don't want to admit that they made a mistake. They get on these radio shows and television programs and swear by God he's the next best thing to slice white bread. Oh, he's done so much. Oh, look at the economy. Oh, this, oh, that. You know, conveniently forgetting that the economy was on an upturn since the Obama administration, when he, you know, saved it famously from the damage done by his predecessor, George W. Bush. So at any rate, I can go on, but what's the sense? You know, I have stronger words, but they are, you know, not meant for this forum. I'll just, you know, keep it to myself. It's outrageous. It really is. You know, we have to deal with this kind of foolishness. I mean, you know, there's no way on earth that you can be, you know, you know what in my ear and telling me it's just raining. I mean, come on, man. And, you know, people aren't that stupid or naive. What it is that, you know, you just have people that are dug in and don't want to admit that they're wrong, you know. And this too shall pass, we hope, sooner than later. So this week we hope that... Well, I certainly am going to work on a couple of projects, so, you know, and again, you know, not spinning in the wind. I mean, you know, we have a plan, and we're following our plan, and if things don't work out, we'll go to plan B, and if that doesn't work out, plan C, and on and on and on. I mean, we have contingencies for our contingencies, so... We're not giving up. We're not giving in. We're not, you know, going to allow, you know, negativism, you know, negative influences to hinder us from achieving our promise. You know, because we're, you know, we're looking to build out $1 million by next year. That's our goal, you know, and we can do it, and we are going to do it. 2020, we want to be building, you know, $1 million per annum. So, and it's modest. It's not a huge, you know, goal. But that's our goal here at EastNewYorkManagement.net. And I'm laying the groundwork for us to do it. And I hope you do the same. And next week we'll be back on. And we'll be back on with some inspirational messaging. And hopefully some good news. Maybe this guy will have resigned by then. At any rate, take care and God bless.